There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino on tap. Over the next 3 hours today on the program, Matt Youmans in 45 minutes. Some college football bets that he likes early on here for a big week coming up in that sport. Paul Stone in 90 minutes, college football as well with him and Adam Shirtoff in 2.5 hours. What he likes early this week in the National Football League, which, again, last night pretty much proved, Paulie, that for the most part, you take away, you know, some of the teams at the very top and some of the teams at the very bottom. But everybody else in between, it is pretty much a week-to-week league. If you think about what the Bengals look like and what they did in the recent weeks leading into last night's matchup, the team looked awesome. We were talking last week, that's now the fourth elite team in the NFL. They figured out the offensive problems. Burrow was on an MVP possible trajectory to actually get in line with Hurts and Allen and maybe some others up there at the top of the board. And they faced a team in which allowed them to continue the role that they were on. Defensively, the Browns were at or near the bottom in a lot of key categories defensively, and it was a total mismatch. And the Bengals looked terrible on basically both sides of the ball, and the Browns looked legit last night and pounding them.
Good setup. I was surprised by that. No chase was enormous. Get shut out in the first half. You know, I don't know why, again, after what happened to Cooper Kupp, I don't know why Burrow's in the game late, but they couldn't stop the run. Hunt and Chubb gashed them all game. Brissett played well again. You're right, it's been a bad defense, but they couldn't do anything. The pro tip yesterday was jump in on Ravens futures. That's now 360 to win the division. Should be higher, in my opinion. The Ravens with the easy schedule coming up, and they already beat Cincinnati. So a lot of things they have to clean up and fix. And what has happened to McPherson? I mean, a big reason why they went to the Super Bowl was this guy.
Absolutely.
He's missing field goals. Yep. He's missing extra points. My God, what a fiasco.
Yeah.
And Taylor after the game. Well, it was 25-0 before you knew it. But no, it wasn't. It was 11-0 at halftime. You couldn't do a damn thing on offense.
No, and the issues again last night, the biggest issue for the team, what got them early on in the season was the offensive line. And, you know, Joe Burrow getting hit and getting sacked. He's now been sacked, I believe, 29 game times so far. To the midway point of the season, they can't open up holes for Joe Mixon, and they cannot get the run game going. And I don't want to completely like overreact to last night and say there's no way this team can win games without Ja'Marr Chase. But he does absolutely mean something to the offense. I don't know what he would have meant last night because Burrow was, that was a bee's nest that they walked into and Myles Garrett was all over.
He's great, yes.
Yeah, set the tone, I think, with that deflected pass for the INT early in that game. But the offensive line, allowing Burrow to get sacked that many times. Joe Burrow has not been, Joe Mixon checked that, has not been a factor at all this year for the most part. And then what you said there with the Ravens, and that was the pro tip yesterday with you and Mike Palm. Okay, their schedule gets a little easier. Well, look at the Bengals' schedule coming up. They opened up 7.5 this week against the Panthers. That's now up to 8. Then it's the bye. After the bye, they play at Pittsburgh. Okay, the Steelers are not who they have always been. They play at Tennessee. They get the Chiefs and then the Browns back at home. They go to Tampa. They're at New England, Buffalo, and then Baltimore. I mean, after the Pittsburgh game, where's the easy contest coming from?
Yeah, those are some tough games. Absolutely. I mean, to me, that's a gift right now, Baltimore, to win the division. And you could be late based on the movement. But again, the next 8 games, they don't face a team with a winning record. That's going to be tough for Cincinnati.
Compared to that.
Oh, that's tough. That's backloaded. You're right. And you don't get the Ravens till the final game of the season. And the Ravens already beat them. But the other thing is, Brissett played well again. And Cooper, what a weapon. Now, the shenanigans with the pass.
Other than the pass.
My God. But it was. This is a playoff team, or they'd be in contention if the defense would have been average. Kitts played well. He's held it down. You can't come in and tell me Watson's going to play better with the rust factor.
No,
we haven't
no.
seen the guy in 2 years. Kitts played well, and Cooper's a big weapon. But the reason they have a losing record is to also think you watched that last night, and the Patriots destroyed them with Zappe,
Sure. Which
is hard to believe now when you watch. Also, it was an indictment of Mac Jones. But the other thing with Cincinnati, a lot of things they have to clean up. I cannot believe they've lost 13 in a row on the road in prime time, and Burrow cannot beat the Browns. He's 0-4 against the Browns.
Yep, and they have to play them one more time this year, like we just pointed out, with their upcoming schedule. And it's going to be tough for that team to make the playoffs with the schedule. And then, this is something that we kicked around before the season started, and today is trade deadline day, by the way, in the NFL. And some players who could be on the block for the Browns include Kareem Hunt, their running back, and Greedy Williams. I would not panic if they traded those two teams. But we did say, like, what if they played well, or what if they treaded water and Brissett looked good until Watson came back? I said at the time back in August, does he automatically get the job back? And people laughed at the question. But to your point, does he play better than what Brissett has been? The guy's been off for 2 years, basically.
Yep.
He's going to step in and turn into, he was like a top three, top five quarterback when he left the sport or when he couldn't play anymore. Does he come back and is he a top 10, top 15 guy? I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody does.
Yeah. But that's also a big blow that you lose Chase. That came out of nowhere. Oh, he's hurt. Oh, by the way, he could be out for 6 weeks.
Look, I mean, I bet the Bengals early last week.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that happened, I'm like, I don't know. He didn't really mean much of the point spread, but clearly not the same team last night.
You mentioned Mixon. Did you see what this better did with this same game parlay hedge? Good job by Ben Fowkes, works here at VSiN. He had a $7 and 77 cent 17 leg parlay. The first 16 were in. He had Mixon over for 124,000. He hedged and bet the under. He also had a small middle too, but put 34,000 on under 67.5 rushing yards. Lock in a profit. Good for him. That's big coin you're talking about. A $7 bet to 124,000, and he would have lost. But he comes back and plays the under, and again, they can't get Mixon going, so good for him. And crazy, he was involved in the Dallas game everything came over with that. With that game, he was involved with a lot of props on Carolina.
Yep.
And what Moore did, and he had and another game too. Tua and Miami players as well with a lot of the props and same game parlays.
I'm guessing this person has a nice relationship with that casino/sportsbook. I can't right now. If I tried to bet a player prop, or let's say it's on Thursday,
$7 bet though.
If I try to make a player prop bet. Uh-huh. At this time of the morning here in Las Vegas, I think $100 might get rejected, and I'm not joking. So,
well, it's also what goes on in other states, though.
No, I know.
This guy's betting a 17-leg same-game parlay stuff for $7 and with the astronomical payouts.
Sure. Do you think we get a lot of trades today?
No. I thought last week, yes, I did. But now it appears to be dying down. There's a lot of rumors, but good job. The Ravens also with the Smith trade. I don't know what the Bears are doing. A 2 and a 5? That's all you get for him? Why don't you hold on to him?
He leads the league in tackles.
Yes.
Now, Pro Football Focus, they break down every player, every game. They're not high on him at all. He's like their 67th rated linebacker, I think, this year. They don't have him a good player, but I think they break down film and he does, you know, he's not playing with a lot of talent on that side of the ball.
Didn't they say Hill was overrated last year?
I believe they did, yeah.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, so they're not, I mean, take it for what it's worth. I say that every single time I bring it up, but no, you're right. I mean, that, and by the way, the Ravens' problems on defense, I mean, when you look at some of the issues that they've had, points per game allowed, 22.9, that's 20th. Red zone scoring percentage, 61%, they're 23rd there. Yards per play allowed, their bottom half. First downs allowed per game, they're 25th. They have a lot to clean up.
What if? That might be your third best team in the AFC. Remember the three losses, they blew huge leads.
I think people, if anybody wrote off the Ravens because they blew some games, I think they were making a gigantic mistake. And by the way, some of their defensive numbers came in the span of like, 2.5 weeks? Basically one quarter against the Dolphins, there was another bad performance in there, but...
They get guys healthy on offense, too. That's the other thing. They're going to take off here. Schedule's so easy.
Yep.
They're going to take off. And, you know, not a gimme now Monday night against New Orleans, but I think they'll win and cover that game, too.
So I will tell you this. This is, I think, a pretty important tweet to file away. Adam Schefter tweeted this out moments ago. The NFL trade deadline is at 4 o'clock Eastern officially. That's the cutoff date. Ever since the league pushed back the deadline to the Tuesday after Week 8 in 2012, we've had a lot more movement within the week of the deadline and on trade deadline day. I'll go back to 2017. We had 3 trades on deadline day. 2018, we had 5, then 2, then 2, then 3 last year. And during the week so far, this week, we've had 5. There were 5 last year, 9 the year before, 8 before that, then 7 and 7. So... I think we probably will get a couple of trades today. I just don't know how big those names will be that are going
to
be moving.
Chubb might be gone. Maybe he goes to the Jets. If I'm the Jets, I get rid of Moore. He's a cancer. You're 5-2. He's talking about I'm not getting the ball.
He wants to leave, yeah.
Right. And then how's your rapport with Wilson? Well, I don't get the ball. I mean, this guy's just a...
See,
you got to move on from Moore.
And I think Chubb would be a really good addition for any team, basically, that needs help like that. Judy could be on the move. The Giants are interested. That was one of the teams.
I think that'll get shot down. I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah.
They're coming off a win. The other thing is the McCaffrey trade might have hurt the market for Kamara.
The way it appears.
And they also won a game, too. So
the Bills were evidently going after Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
And the Saints said, well, we're going to need pretty much exactly what the Panthers got from McCaffrey in return. And not a lot of teams are going to be willing to give up that much for a running back.
What a performance. Oh, that's an all-timer, what he did Sunday.
I mean,
weapon for Garoppolo. When in doubt, I can just throw it to him and check it down to him. Or the end, and then, you know, I didn't say this yesterday, too. People at the game said it was 85% Niner fans.
Oh, did you see some of the photos?
I watched the game, but I'm not there. But 85%? That's the most absurd thing. How can that be?
Paul, you couldn't see anything but red. All I could see was red.
A road game? It's 85% for the other team?
Against the champs.
Oh, right. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Fall sports are in full swing, and BetRivers Online Sportsbook is your home for the latest lines, odds, and boosts. And whether you're betting football, hockey, basketball, or a baseball fan, BetRivers has you covered. Join them every week for new promotions like their Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Friday Night College Football Bet and Get, and Sunday Football Parlay Insurance, plus more. Head to the website, betrivers.com, or get the app today. It's a whole new game. Up next, win some, lose some. Recap last night, more of the betting from the football game, a big slate in the NBA as well. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Oh, the props yesterday. My God, scoreless quarter, cash at 3-1. That comes in. Two-point conversion, yes, plus 240. Will there be a missed extra point? Yes, plus 240. Will the Browns win both halves? Bet Rivers, yes, plus 540. Browns score first and win, plus 275. Browns to win between 19 and 24 points, 22-1. Did not expect a blowout, and that's exactly what happened. Chubb, first touchdown, 4-1. Cash it. Brissett, anytime touchdown, plus 450. Always great ways and so many things to bet on Monday Night Football and primetime games. Bucks Pistons under 228 to 224.5, 110-108. Milwaukee 6-0 on the season. Kings pick up the 4, beat the Hornets by 7. Jazz Grizzlies under 234.5 to 231, 121 to 105. Division games 28-10-2 to the under. After last night's result, remember it was 76% going into this week, and it went 2-2-1. Parson fired at Auburn, 9-12 record, $15 million buyout, half is due in 30 days. You know, it's just like these agents got to be loving life, whether it's you're representing these guys. You know, hey, gather around the campfire. ESPN wants to pay Aikman $18 million a year. And now it's like the buyouts, these astronomical, absurd buyouts in college sports, college athletics, it's ridiculous. He was a bad fit to begin with, and now you just... They had to pay Malzahn $20 million. Now they owe this guy $15, and they got to pay him $7.5 in 30 days.
So I wish that we could bet on the success rate for new coaches when they land at current jobs, because this would have been another one. It took a millisecond to know, wait, Brian Harsin's going to go to Auburn? How can I bet against that long-term, like in a stock market type of deal?
Yep.
Because I promise you this will not work.
Yep.
It had zero chance of working. There's not even like a 1% chance that was going to work. It was an awful idea to hire that guy. I have no idea what that program was thinking.
Malzahn, that's why you got to be concerned about the next guy. Lane Kiffin should say, stay away from that job.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go out there and out-recruit Nick Saban.
You're sure?
Yep.
Points bet. They already paid the under win total on the Lakers. Points bet did that already after the Lakers started 0-5. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. You always want to see these tweets. Let's go to Georgia. This is great. The country. This dog helps out the kids every day. He's a street dog. as they cross the street, and then he gives it to the cars, right? He comes out, he helps the kids walk, and then if a car doesn't stop, he goes after the car and starts barking. Look at him. Incredible video. I love it. Top 10 all time. He goes, okay, everyone safe? Everyone good? All right, we made it. And then if a car doesn't stop, he goes right after the car and starts barking. He does it every single day.
The sheriff.
There he is. That's right. That's what he is. That's good. Halloween. Everyone likes to dress up, have a good time. Yeah, look at this poker player going as Teddy KGB from the Rounders. Malkovich. He's got the Orioles. See the Orioles there?
I do.
Great job. Good outfit, good costume.
Actually, one of my favorite costumes I've ever seen.
Isn't that well done?
I love it.
Never thought that.
That's terrific.
Yeah. Don't Touch. He's got the Don't Touch by the Oreo cookies. Great movie. Oh, what a good movie.
Yeah, of course.
It's supposed to be a Rounders, too. It never materialized. Roy Williams, former Cowboy. You think he's ready? I tweeted this last night. Thanks to the guy who sent it. Look at this. I forgot about Butterfinger. I love Butterfinger. I forgot that on my list. Butterfinger, very good candy bar.
Now, I haven't had it in a long time, but the Butterfinger Blizzard at Dairy Queen is still the best one ever.
Good call. Yep, but look at this setup. He wants to be a part of this. I mean, he is ready for a war. Look at this guy. The huge boxes that they sell at Sam's Club or Costco with all the M&Ms, Snickers, Butterfinger, Kit Kat, of course, the Twix, and it goes on and on all the way down the table. Good for him.
It's like a 12, 15-foot table.
Absolutely. Just, filled with candy.
Oh, peppered. I think those are like king size, too, some of them.
Right. All right, we mentioned this briefly yesterday, but I know you saw this when you were in D.C. Here's the attorney at the Hard Rock in Florida. He's an attorney in the Tampa area. Huh, what a day he had Friday. Dealt the Royal Flush. Ultimate X. Five play dollars. Look at the top right. That's 12 times. That is $64,000. He also tweeted out all the jackpots he hit during the course of his session. Wow. Dollar five play, Delta Royal on dollars, $64,000 for that attorney in Tampa. Let's hang. All right, lose some. One lose some. 76ers, Wizards under 221, down to 216. That was 118 to 111. Also lose some, Mike Palm. Great job yesterday, but he did. The Karnak, great job with Karnak. Johnny Carson, Karnak the Magnificent. The costume, the head, 8 pounds it weighs. He wore it the entire show. Huh, I wonder, I gotta ask how he's feeling today.
It's like a bowling ball.
Yeah, he's got 8 pounds on his head. Did the whole show with the damn thing on. One lose some. This has looked like me coming to work yesterday. This is in Tanzania. We got a roadblock here with the Lions. Eh, I'm not moving. Look at the cars backed up. You're not getting through. Is it damn it? Nap time, right? All three of them.
Okay, there they
are. All right. It's gonna be one of these days, huh? Yeah. Okay.
I was looking for a pillow. Come on. They're wagging their tails a little bit.
Yes,
they're
right.
They're so comfy. Dirt feels great.
Yeah, this guy comes over and you're thinking, eh, all right, I'm just going to join in. Yep, nap time. That's it. Not happening. Great video. One bad beat. A tough push last night. 44 and a half for 45. The total, 34 second half points. Game exploded.
Mm-hmm.
It's 11 nothing at halftime. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, betrivers.com. Great job, guys.
So the Browns are 3-5. Here's their schedule until Watson can potentially come back. They get the bye this week. They play at Miami.
Big game. Huge game for me, too. I got Dolphins over and Dolphins to make the playoffs plus price. That's a big game.
Oh,
they beat the Bears. They win that game. That's it. I should be, because then I got Houston. I should be 8-3 then. Just win two of the three, though.
It's a big game for me, too. I have Browns not to win 10 games and Browns to miss the playoffs at nice numbers. So after the Miami game, it's at Buffalo. Then they get Tampa at home. So that's the three games they're looking at before he's eligible to come back and play at Houston. What's their record going to be? It's 3-5. I'm really hoping it's going to be 3-8 and they go on a three-game losing streak after the bye. But
I will say this, and I know it looks bad right now. January 14th, you have to face Tom Brady. How you feeling?
Great.
You really?
Awesome.
Oh, come on.
Oh, how are you not?
Oh.
I would welcome that with open arms right now. If you could tell any team in the league I get to face Tom Brady in the playoffs this year, bring it on. Sign me up right now.
Roll that.
Good. Okay. You can.
Roll that. Okay.
You can.
Okay. The other thing, too.
It is over.
All right. The other thing, though, get ready. And I hope fingers are crossed. How are we feeling about 13-win Dallas going to 7-win Atlanta or Tampa?
Well,
are they going to finally change this stupid rule?
It's one of the dumbest things.
Oh,
I cannot
asinine.
Stand this. I hate this so much.
Get ready for 12-win Dallas going to 7-10 Atlanta.
Who's the second-best team in the NFC?
Yeah. Good question.
It's probably Dallas.
Yeah, but I also know you rip this team all the time in this organization, and I can't come back. I live and breathe. So if you want to say watch out for the Vikings or watch out for Dallas, history has to play a factor.
Oh, I'm not buying the Vikings at all.
Good discussion, though, because that's Tampa is $1.40 to win the division.
I'm having fun. It does depend on which team it is. It does.
Yeah.
Because if it is Minnesota and they're hosting Tom Brady and the Buccaneers,
they got to be a little nervous.
I'd probably change my opinion at that point.
If they're healthy and they can turn it around in the next month or two.
But I would not feel comfortable about Tampa Bay going to Dallas. I know they beat him in week one this year going back, and Dallas did nothing offensively. I would not. Right now, how would you feel great about that matchup? Dallas' defense is a juggernaut.
Whoever wins the South will be the four seed. So that's why you're going to have whoever doesn't win the NFC East, and likely Dallas, but with a gaudy record, road game.
Well, that's why the end of that Falcons-Panthers game was so huge, potentially.
Right, yeah.
The winner was going to be in first place.
Uh-huh.
And you look back at some of the games the Saints have blown, because I have futures on them to win that division, to make the playoffs, to win at least 10 games.
Yeah. It's ugly right now. I mean, no doubt about it. It's ugly. And now that the divorce is finalized, but I'm telling you. I mean, if you're a fan of the Vikings, you're a fan of the Cowboys, it's like, I got to... Tampa beat them already. 19-3.
It means nothing.
All right.
It means absolutely nothing to me. If I'm the Niners, I'm not scared for a second. Not at all. No chance. I would look past Tampa Bay.
Still Tom Brady. You're broke betting against Tom Brady, especially in big games.
Well,
but
we'll find out this week. Yeah. How bad are the Rams?
Yes, no kidding. No kidding.
They look worse. Worse in Tampa Bay.
Yep. Bill Simmons asked Cousin Sal on his podcast this question. Who made the bigger mistake coming back? Brady, Al Michaels, or McVay? McVay is awful. Awful. Why didn't you just take the TV money?
Not talked about enough.
Yes.
McVay.
He's
not
terrible.
Talked about. I think he's...
The play calling.
Now he gets a total pass for what happened
last year.
The play calling in the playoffs last year was a train wreck.
Yeah,
oh, great coach. They won a Super Bowl.
Was. Absolutely.
27 straight days of football, which means there are games on the board to bet on tonight. We will discuss each of them coming up here on Follow the Money Vs in the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Whether it's football, hockey, basketball, or baseball, Bet Rivers has you covered. New promotions every week. Great house specials. The Tuesday hockey first goal insurance. The Sunday football parlay insurance and more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. It's a whole new game. Bet Rivers.
27 straight days of football.
Yeah.
We are in the very beginning stages of that now tonight, and we get Maction tonight, baby, which we'll talk about here and some of the other marquee games of the weekend in college football. But Ball State at Kent State, it did open up Kent State, Paulie, lane 4, 65.5. Mm. Now they're 7, 62. I'll give you a couple of numbers here. Adam Burke does a great job of this here at VSiN. He sends out an updated story in a basically kind of a column/updated ratings and his game spreads for every game in college football for the week. He made Kent State 3.5. Jeff Sagarin has about a 3-point difference in his power ratings between these two teams.
In both games, if I'm playing, I'm laying. Eat that chalk in both of these games. It's great to have the Mac back on Tuesday. It's great with this run of 27 days of football. Brad Powers bet the under 66.5 here at Circa. And you see the move, 4 points now to the under. Ball State, lousy quarterback play, 95th in scoring. And Kent State up to 7. Now, this is kind of a meh game. But the other game on TV, though, on the Deuce, ESPN2, good game as well.
Yeah,
that's a good game.
Yeah, Kent State has a better offense.
Right,
Ball
right.
State's numbers on defense are a little bit better than Kent State. But again, look at that line move again to go up to 7 here. Tells you how many people would agree with what you're saying here.
Yep. So 4-point move on the total, 3.5-point move on the side. And I agree with both there. And I think Kent State will get the win. I also think Buffalo will win tonight and cover on the road. And if they do, if they get the job done, they'll likely win the East and play in the MAC title game. The Bulls have won five in a row. They played Maryland and Coastal in the non-conference, which they lost. They beat Toledo as a dog. They've covered five in a row. So I'm surprised at this point spread. This opened 55 and a half here at Circa. Powers bet the over. And now you see, and it's 58 and a half with the total. So they have already beat Bowling Green as well. So that's why if Buffalo wins this game, it would take just a catastrophe if they don't make a total meltdown. But so they win this game, they'll be in the MAC title game, and I think they'll get the job done against Ohio.
I'm pretty sure that Buffalo's win total was 5.5 on the year.
Really?
5.5, that low.
Wow.
They had such a great season a year ago, and then losing a bunch of people, and that low. But they go over, yeah. I believe, tonight with a win in this game.
Full disclosure, this is the one conference I really don't follow. But it's great. This is great for marketing to get this on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights when we get into November and people can watch it and you have the lead in with the committee show tonight.
Yep. I this is one of my regrets about not doing more MAC stuff over the last 20-plus years, because a tip would be, first of all, to follow our own advice. But two, if you're like new to this racket and trying to like find edges to win, this is, I think, is probably the perfect example that people will point out to you all the time, and it makes a lot of sense. If you could concentrate on betting the MAC games, and people out here that I've known for a long time in Las Vegas, they're from that area, they're great at it, and they have thrived in this conference, because this is, again, when there are all these marquee games going on this weekend and people are going to concentrate on Alabama and LSU and those numbers are rock solid, over time, if you bet the MAC, for an example, this is something that you can do really well at. Because you can also get down very nice limits and huge bets on games like tonight.
You've also had a good program or a team that's had a good year, a nice run that the MAC has had as well. Remember, Buffalo had the Patterson kid. He was unbelievable running back. So he was appointment television. You had the Fleck team at Western Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
You had Northern Illinois. They cracked the top 21 years.
Lynch at quarterback.
So they've always had like a good program or a good team that surprised a lot of people, and that was getting national headlines and news. But it hasn't worked out that way the last couple years.
I'll bring up Adam Burke and Jeff Sagarin again here. Adam Burke again here at VSiN. He made this about a pick 'em. Sagarin has about a 5-point difference between these two teams in his power ratings. So this game opened up one Buffalo the favorites, and now as you're looking there. Again, -3, and the total's up to 59 at some of the spots. Buffalo's defense, very good. They lead in almost every key category against Ohio, and they kind of split down the board on offense. So you like both favorites,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they're 4-0 in conference, yep. Yeah. I think they'll get it done and win. Late to the party, though, with the favorite in the first game. I am surprised how bad Central Michigan's been. Because McElwain's a good coach.
Yeah.
And they gave Oklahoma, well, it was a blowout. But they lost by 2 touchdowns at Oklahoma State and did whatever they wanted in the second half. Mm-hmm. So that's surprising. And Northern Illinois is down 2 again.
So this week overall is absolutely loaded. I think we can kiss the idea of if you didn't grab, because it did open 14, Bama on the road against LSU. It's a night game in Baton Rouge. I think if you didn't grab the 14 or the 14.5 that was available last week in a lot of books, right? The look ahead number was up on the board. It's not going to go back to 14, I don't think.
Don't you like both dogs in the marquee games? Don't you trust Brian Kelly at home? The way Alabama's played and looked?
I do.
Yeah. And then you have to love Tennessee. Who can stop Tennessee?
I like them a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 13.5 was available not that long ago.
It was.
But now, I don't know how this will work, but I expect them to be the number one team in the country tonight when they unveil the rankings. But, there's been a lot of
they should be, Paul.
I know. There's been a lot of some below average performances from Georgia too. So you're giving Hooker and that dynamic offense all these points. And the thing that in the totals have crept down too in both games. I mean, sky high totals, which I guess it has to be the case with the Tennessee game. Mm-hmm. But then, the Bama game, 58.5, and the Georgia game has come down 4 points. That was 70. And that's moved 4 points down to the under.
I will ask you a question. If you're betting Tennessee in this game, do you think they can win it outright?
Yes.
I absolutely do as well.
Yeah.
Another thing, are you a little bit afraid that every single person in the world, it feels like it's going to be on Tennessee?
Public dog?
Big time.
Yeah. Might be the case with LSU, too.
But also, like, I've had this, certainly could be. But going back now for, and this is a common thought that's out there, but how have you not been thinking this in your own head going back at least 2 or 3 weeks? This team has 2019 LSU vibes written all over it.
Good point.
And they didn't care about anything.
Yeah.
Went to Alabama, bro, and put up 46 on them, I believe.
When you were out, I mean, remember, this team was unranked. And Humans had him, I think, top 15.
Yeah.
In his first, you know, top 25.
No, I remember that, yeah.
Did. I know. No respect coming in. But the job Heupel's done and Hooker, and at some spots, Hooker, the favorite.
He is.
To win the Heisman. Incredible run. And the other night game, though, love Clemson. Love Clemson. I mean, for Mike Palm to say that he's right, that is Notre Dame good? The BYU, they struggled against BYU. BYU's now lost 4 in a row.
And it's a very fair question.
I mean, it's way too much respect for Notre Dame that opened 3.5, and still you can grab 4. I mean, Clemson is winning this game. That's what they do. And now they're up to $1.60 to make the playoff. Notre Dame's not winning that game.
No, I don't think so either.
They're not going to win that game. They're an average team. I mean, look what's happened to Marshall. They lost to Marshall.
That's right.
Notre Dame is hard to figure out. So I think Clemson will win and cover. I mean, I'm very surprised at that point spread. And I see yesterday Brad Powers tweeted he put 5,000 on Clemson.
Right.
He got a good, better number than the 4, 4.5.
But this is also, again, how important a coach could be to a program. They don't have Brian Kelly anymore.
Yep.
So if Brian Kelly, if he was still the head coach in Notre Dame, and they're playing this Clemson team right now, I mean, a night game in South Bend, I think you'd have to tip your cap at that guy and say, he deserves the respect here, and I can go to war with him as an underdog at home. But he's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Not exactly the same program in year one for Freeman.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the Irish will do much offensively.
How are we not getting points in Texas Tech TCU?
Yeah.
What's the total if TCU played Tennessee?
Be good.
95?
TCU's still a 6-point dog at Texas.
Yeah.
That's up at William Hill.
Yes.
I know. Think about that.
All right. Get everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for only $99. Sign up now. Get VSiN Pro access all the way through the Super Bowl, including our Pro Picks, daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, Pro Tools like our exclusive betting splits, Pro Tips with actionable insights to your betting game, which we have one coming up here in mere moments, Deep Dive daily reporting betting reports on the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball playoffs, plus our upcoming college basketball, college football, and Super Bowl betting guides. Get yourself an edge. Visit vsin.com/subscribe to get your $99 midseason special today. That's vsin.com/subscribe. And, Paulie, here we go. It is time for the pro tip of the hour.
Yep. Now, with a lot of your future bets here, you can maneuver. And there's a lot of different ways you can get out of stuff or hedge or whatever you want to do, because most of these books update in football. They update, you have adjusted wins, you have yes-no playoffs, and you have the division odds. All that stuff's available. So you can maneuver here on your future bets in football, and especially the NFL. Keep your eye on the ball and take a look at this. Usually updated on Tuesdays. All these books are doing a great job. Yes-no playoffs, adjusted wins, and also division prices too. I mean, you can still find Tennessee like 270 in that range to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that long ago. It was like $1.30, $1.40, and you could have got it out of that Colts bet.
Yep, very true. Up next, Matt Humans will join the program. VSiN host and senior editor at the website. He's on 3 dogs in college football, including one of the marquee games we just talked about. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
If you're a college football bettor, VSiN has a new podcast, a must-listen. College Football Betting Podcast releases three episodes every week to prepare you as a bettor. Tim Murray, Matt Youmans, Adam Burke, and Jonathan Von Tobel react to lines as soon as they're released. They cover midweek games, line movement, betting breakdown for every big game on Saturday. Download and subscribe to the College Football Betting Podcast today, wherever you get your podcast. Time for Matt Youmans, Matty Ice, and you got to watch him on Fridays here on VSiN with the Circa Betting Invitational, the handicapping contest. Great lineup on Friday, and top guys that we respect as well. And now tell us about the contest. It's like the TV show Chopped now with what begins starting this Friday in the football contest.
Yeah, I've never seen that TV show, but it's sort of like Survivor at this point. And, you know, when I was talking with Derek Stevens about the format for the contest, he really wanted to make cuts at certain points. And we decided, you know, to not make it a small sample. And 9 weeks seemed like a long enough time to let guys get their act together. And that's a big enough sample. So starting this week, we're going to start the elimination phase. And the last place capper gets cut each week for the next 8 weeks. And then we get to the final eight that will compete to the end. And right now at the bottom of the standings, Steve Fezzik and Mike North. But there's about five guys in danger of being the first one cut. Nobody wants to be the first guy cut from the inaugural Circa Friday Football Invitational. Mm-hmm. And so those guys are going to be fired up to avoid being the first guy cut this week. But Fezzik's got a really good best bet record of 5-2-1, so he's got that going for him, which is nice. But Mike North, the pressure's on this week, and Mike's going to be on the show with me Friday night. Also going to have Paul Stone and James Salinas, who's right now tied with Chuck Edel for the lead after 8 weeks. And by the way, if you didn't see it, check it out. Rob Mish, local writer, who also writes for the Chicago Sun-Times, did a very good feature on Chuck Edel in, yes, in the Chicago paper over the weekend.
Yes, very good cool read. Yeah. That was a very good read. I'm glad you mentioned that. Are you ready for college basketball?
Well, I tell you what, I've been up about 48 straight hours working on college hoops. I mean, it's a ton of work, a lot of research. Just read countless newspaper stories and preseason magazines. There's 363 Division I teams at this point. I can't put a rating on all those. I don't have enough time, but I'm going through about 100 teams. I'm probably about halfway through. I think I've got my solid top 50 in my power ratings at this point. And we're going to have that college basketball betting guide out very soon. Hopefully we'll have it done by the weekend. The college hoop season tips off on Monday. Actually, it's going to be here before you know it. And, I've got a couple of futures I've bet this week, and
okay.
I'll tell you about those here in a minute.
Yeah, go ahead. Who do you have?
I'll tell you what my top 10 is. My top 10 right now is number one is North Carolina. Number two is Kentucky. And, Mitch, you can't get too worked up over the loss to St. Peter's in the tournament. This Kentucky team is absolutely loaded.
Yep.
And you got the best player in the nation back in Oscar Tshiebwe. But number two is Kentucky. Number three, Houston. Four, Gonzaga. Five, UCLA. Six, Kansas. Seven, Duke. Eight, Baylor. Nine, Texas. And 10, Oregon. And that leads me to a couple of the futures I bet here. I played Oregon at 60-1. I think right now at circa it's 52-1. You might be able to find 60 still out there at Caesars. And I played Texas at 30-1 last night at the Westgate Superbook. I think that's about the best number you're going to find on the Longhorns. Chris Beard, I think he's got a better team in his second year in Austin than he had in his first. And he won the first NCAA tournament game for the Longhorns since 2014. But Timmy Allen, Marcus Carr come back, the leading scorers. Beard brought in Tyrese Hunter, transfer guard from Iowa State, who was best freshman in the Big 12 last season. Sabari Rice from New Mexico State. He's got a couple of highly touted freshmen, Dylan Mitchell and Arterio Morris. And I don't know if you saw it over the weekend, but Texas blasted Arkansas, which is a really talented team. Eric Musselman's got 90-60 in a scrimmage. And that makes a statement. So Texas at 30-1, I think, is a pretty good play. And Oregon at around 50 or 60-1. They've got 7-footer Khalil Ware, who looks like he's going to be an NBA lottery pick and might be the best front line in the nation. Where's the 7-footer? He's surrounded by another 7-footer, a 6'11", and a 6'8", Quincy Guerriere, who's a senior. You've also got Will Richardson, a senior point guard, and the top scorer out of junior college last year, Tyrone Williams, who averaged 27.7 a game. Dana Altman, a lot like Chris Beard, a good recruiter, but an even better coach. And those are the types of guys I like to bet on when it comes to futures. I'm still digging, trying to find a little bit more, but those are the first two I have right now.
Okay, very good. The marquee game Saturday in college football, I'm with you on both. Clemson, laying less than a touchdown at Notre Dame, and a number's come down, but you have to be so impressed with what Tennessee's... No letdown. Where's the letdown? Watch, that hasn't happened. Tennessee blows everybody out other than the Alabama game. Tennessee taking the points against Georgia. Tell us why you like Tennessee and Clemson, please.
Yeah, I bet against Tennessee last week and paid for it. I thought that might be the letdown or a look-ahead spot for the Vols, but the way they crushed Kentucky, you had to be impressed. And really, Hendon Hooker right now, probably the front-runner for the Heisman. His numbers are incredible going back to last season. Yeah, Georgia's got the DBs to maybe contain the Tennessee wide receivers, but I got to see it to believe it because this Tennessee team just continues to impress the way they took apart the Alabama defense and the way the Vols did the same thing to Kentucky. I think I'm a little bit concerned that Tennessee might be a square dog or a public dog here catching 8.5, but I'm going to take my chances here because I think this Tennessee team is legit. And I've seen actually Stetson Bennett be a little bit inconsistent lately. And it's going to be a little bit of a concern for Georgia. So I think Tennessee should be live in that spot. Also, Clemson -4. Mm-hmm. This comes down to what Notre Dame does best. Irish can run the ball. They ran it 56 times for 246 yards against Syracuse. You're not going to do that against the Clemson defensive front. And the quarterback play is just so superior for Clemson. Even you can nitpick and say DJ Uiagalelei is inconsistent as well. But, you know, if Dabo Sweeney's got to make a quarterback switch, he can do it.
Yep.
And I think Drew Pine, the Notre Dame QB, was 9 for 19 for 116 yards last week with one TD, one interception. I was on Notre Dame last week. I'm going to be against Notre Dame this week, and I think Clemson -4 is a good play. It looked like Brad Powers on Twitter got the best number on this game. He laid 3 at circa. But either way, I think this is a good bet.
I'm also with you on Auburn. I think they'll get a little shot in the arm with Harsin out and Cadillac Williams taking over, but that's a lot of points for Miss State to be laying, and Auburn's at least looked halfway decent on offense lately.
You know, and this Mississippi State team, Paul, seems to be going a little bit in the wrong direction. They scored a total of 23 points in the last two games. That was against Kentucky and Alabama, so their offense is really bogged down. But I'm with you. I love the new coach angle, and I think the Brian Harsin hire was a debacle from the beginning. It really bogged down that program. Auburn's, I think, got new life here, and I expect this team to look a lot better this week. Robbie Ashford, freshman quarterback, is pretty good, man. I think he's a a future talent at that position in the SEC. He passed for 285 yards, ran for 87 last week, and you still have Tank Bigsby, one of the top running backs in the SEC. But I think you will see a different Auburn team this week, and Mississippi State in a bit of a slump. I'll take the 14 with the Tigers.
One last game here. We have about a minute left. David Shaw catching points this week against Wazoo. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, I don't really like to bet on David Shaw, but Washington State's another team that seems to be going in the wrong direction, has lost three in a row, scored a total of 41 points in those games. And Stanford, really Washington State's doing it all with Cameron Ward, a quarterback. They cannot run the ball. Stanford's weakness is run defense right now, but the Cougars can't run it. I think Stanford plus +5 is live here. Tanner McKee had a big game a couple weeks ago, and Stanford beat Notre Dame and Arizona State back-to-back. I think Stanford plus +5 wins this one outright.
Matt does a great job with his Friday betting invitational here. Paulie asked him about that at the beginning of the segment. It's cut week here, chop week.
Chop it.
And it starts at midnight Eastern on Friday nights, 9 p.m. out here on the West Coast, but also it's replayed on the network here, and you can find it. Matt, good luck this week, and thanks so much for the time today.
Okay, you bet. Thanks.
Yep, there you go. The deep dive. VSiN has a team of experts on every sport who write, post, and join us here on the network for their exclusive analysis. If you want more deep dives from Matt Eumanns and more, they're all on VSiN.com, only for VSiN Pro subscribers. Become a pro at VSiN.com/subscribe.
Your wife must love that show.
Oh, she's a huge fan.
It's a good show.
It's a really good show.
Mega Bucks used to watch it all the time.
Yeah,
I haven't cooked since 97, so I'm like, sure. But it's still interesting. Here, come up with this dish. Here's what you have to work with.
Yep.
Very good. Good concept.
Yeah. She's the one concern is they've gotten away from actually cooking shows.
Oh.
Not too much fluff and nonsense.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's one of them.
I as long as it tastes good, who the hell cares how you got there, right? I mean, with the grading system, with some of the stuff?
Yes. Yeah. Sure.
Some of the judges.
All right, we'll discuss standings in the NFL up next. Not all 5-3 teams are the same. Are some of these teams for real? Are they fugazi? We'll write them down for you coming up here. Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.